What I oppose, one day I must face. What I oppose, one day I must face. How often this is true of all of us? We object to things, we oppose things, we feel that they're not really what we want, and we object to them and we try to run away from them and try to be not around them. And what happens to us? What happens to us is that in all things that we do, we lose out. And why do we lose out? Well, we lose out because we have forgotten who we are and where we're going. What I oppose, one day, I must face. I oppose negative things in life. And lo and behold, I'm experiencing negative things in life. I oppose things that are against my values. And one day I must face those things that are against my values. Why do I oppose? Because to impose is to give power to things. And when I give power to things, what happens to me is that that's the very thing that I have to work on. That's the very thing I have to work with. And as I have to work with it very carefully, I experience it. Now, rather than opposing things as I go along through life, I can say to myself, all is in divine order. I am harmonious with what I am harmonious with. I am harmonious with what I am harmonious with. That's a big deal. It's not just being harmonious with everything. I am harmonious with all those things that I have in my heart as values. I am harmonious with all those things that in my life are things that to me are tremendously important. And the more I realize that I'm harmonious with them, the more I am harmonious with them. And when I will have to face my harmonious attitudes of what things I am harmonious with. Now, if I am going to be inharmonious, if I'm going to be opposed to different things, one day I will have to face them. I will have to make a determination. Under these circumstances, is that a value that I want to maintain? Under these circumstances, is that a value I want in my life? And then I will have to look at it and say, yes or no. And if I have a value that does not include having other people live their life in the most beautiful, magnificent ways, I better look again, because my whole life is recognizing that everybody in my world is expressing their divinity to their highest and best. Everyone is living in divine right order. And when I train myself to realize that everyone is living in divine right order, and I am, then as I do this, I will be experiencing that divine right order in everything I do. And as I experience everything in divine right order in everything that I do, then I will be happy with everything, and I will never have to be opposed to anything, because I will be bringing forth in my world my own pure, beautiful attitude about all that is life. I say to myself, well, that's sort of an overall statement. Maybe there might be exceptions in there. And I ask you the question, why? Why would there ever be exceptions when you are living according to divine right order? When you are living in harmony with everything, when you are living in peace, when you are looking for and living the highest and the best that you are able to be, when you are being yourself and having fun, when you are living from those virtues, those values, those directions, would you ever be afraid? Would you ever want to oppose them? Would you ever want to tell them that they're not your highest and best, they're not really who you are? Would you ever want to say that? I don't believe so. I believe that all the things, rather than opposing anything, We flow with those things we are harmonious with. And when we flow with those things with which we are harmonious, we experience those things with which we are harmonious. We don't have to be against anything. We merely look at what we are for. And if people are doing something negative, we see that as something positive, not the negative thing they're doing, but we see the positive thing that can be done, that is being done in any area of their life for us to see and know and be aware of. It's very true. It's very true. Now, what is it that you want for yourself? What is it that you like in your world? Could you ever be opposed to anything that you like in your world? When you're being yourself and having fun, when you're looking at all the world and you're calling it good and very good, you're looking at all experiences and you're calling them wonderful, you're calling them powerful, you're calling them magnificent. Too often we feel that we have to oppose things. Too often we feel that we have to be contrary to some things that are going on in the world because they're not good. But just take war. And you say, war is a terrible thing. War is a mean thing. War kills people. War takes more, it does more destruction than it does good. Well, if you are opposed to war, then what are you for? Are you for peace? Are you for peace? Are you saying, there now is peace on earth and it began with me? Are you putting that cause in motion? Are you putting that reality in motion in your world? But if you are, then you are not opposed to war. You are in favor of peace. You are in favor of harmony among all your neighbors. All the neighboring countries of the world are harmonious with one another. Each one is doing their own beautiful, magnificent thing, and nobody wants something that doesn't belong to them. Now, I said a long time ago, and I said it in many seminars, I said, we don't want something that doesn't belong to us. None of us. We don't want something that doesn't belong, and we would never take something that didn't belong to us. We'd never have it in our life, in our world. We would feel dirty if we ever took it because it didn't belong to us. And then I said, if you were out in the middle of the desert and you saw a $1,000 bill floating along in the breeze and landing right at your feet, could you reach down and pick up that $1,000 bill and take it? Well, in all sincerity, you couldn't, because it did not belong to you. Now, if you were picking it up because someone else lost it, or that is, someone else dropped it and you know who it was, and you said, hey, here's that bill he lost, and you pick it up and give it to them, now that's okay. There's no possession on your part. There's no feeling that I can finders, keepers, losers, weepers. I can pick it up and keep it. What you do is, if you are alone in the desert and this $1,000 bill floats by you and lands at your feet, could you say it does not belong to me and not touch it? Could you say no attitudes at all, but could you say it does not belong to me and I cannot touch it? If someone had lost it and you saw it float from their hands and you picked it up and gave it back to them, that's one thing. But if nobody's around, think about this. If nobody's around, nobody sees it, nobody sees you, could you do it? Could you be opposed to having anything that does not belong to you? We don't want anything in our life that doesn't belong to us, because eventually and essentially we will feel dirty if we take it. We will feel that we have stolen it. We will feel that it's not ours. I spoke about that again the other day, and up came the usual argument. But, Herb, that isn't realistic. That's right. Nothing human is realistic. Human says that we want things. Human says we need things. Human says however we get them is perfectly okay. And the divine says, whatever is divine and beautiful, that is in my life now today. Whatever is good and right for me, that's in my life today. That's who I am. What I oppose, one day, I must face. What do you oppose? Are you opposing anything right now? Well, just turn it around and start taking the other point. You're not opposed to war, you're in favor of peace. Then talk about peace. Let yourself be 100% on peace. If you are opposed to taking something that doesn't belong to you, then say, I live in a universe where I have all abundance and all good is mine now, and I live in that abundance and good now, and it is mine now. And then you'll never have to oppose anything, and you'll never have to face what you opposed, because you will always be speaking your word for your highest and your best. This is what life is all about. This is what you and I are all about. And truly, this is all that matters, because that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes us all feel that we are quite wonderful, and we are quite marvelous, and we're quite beautiful. And we really are. Today, make yourself into that beautiful, fantastic, marvelous being that you are, and watch how wonderful you feel. Have a great day. Be in favor of all that's good.